first, let's go ahead and say hello to Ola Bell. They're here in the studios. Hey, gang.
Hey.
We got Glenn, Byron, Fiona, and Tony all in the studios. Amy, is she off taking care of a baby or something?
She's off having one. She had one recently. She just had her second baby. Yeah.
And is Levon excited about that? Is he a good grandpa? Do we know?
Oh, my gosh. He's over the moon.
Spoils yeah. the heck out of him, I'm
oh,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Little drum kits everywhere.
All really?
Over the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it. Somehow.
Really good sounding ones.
Too. I believe that, too. Do they have the little tiny recording studios as well?
Not yet.
That's coming soon, I'm sure.
Tell us a little bit before you start here, Glenn, about this this organ you've got. What's the deal here?
This is a reed organ. This one's from 1942 from the U.S. Navy. And I've been collecting these for years, and it's kind of a little bit bassier than an accordion, and definitely a lot heavier, but it has so much character. We love singing with it, so we've stuck with it after all these years.
What are you going to use that organ on? What song?
We're going to play Brotherly Love, one of Byron's tunes from the new record Neon Bluebird.
Okay, this is Ola Bell live on WUKY.
His blood, you know the hawk, hunt the dove. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Don't tell me about brotherly love. I'm sure you know the old fable about Cain and little Abel. Very first brothers there ever was. Don't tell about brotherly love. Rich man's riding on the poor man. Strong man takes what he wants. We'll keep turning round and round. Walls go up, walls come down. We set the bar too low. Just coasting with the flow. Gotta dig a little deeper to rise above. Aim a little higher than brotherly love. Set the bar too low, just coasting with the flow. Gotta dig a little deeper to rise above. Aim a little higher than brotherly love.
Ola Bell live on 91.3 WUKY. We're so glad you're back in Lexington. How long you been on the road this time?
This has been a short one, really.
Yeah, we've really just started doing the touring. We've all been very busy working with a lot of folks. And so this has been the first opportunity to really get out there. We started in Nashville. We've basically been doing this the southeast. And then we take a few days off, and we go join David Bromberg in the northwest on about five or six dates.
Every one of you got kids now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how's that affecting the fact that you're a band? What is that doing to the fellowship, so to speak? What is that? Is it harder to get together? You just bring the kids? What's it like in the studio? I mean, you know.
We haven't brought the kids into the studio, did we? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Did
you leave any there by accident?
We don't bring them in the studio, but we get them to make merch.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
But they're like two, so it's not very good merch.
Yeah,
yeah, they're together.
No, I mean, we have our daughter out on the road with us on this tour. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really make it necessarily harder to get together, but I don't know, it makes everything better.
It's less sleep, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got all kinds of dual citizenships, I hear. You got Canadian, and obviously you're an Australian.
Yeah.
folks from Brooklyn. That is definitely another country. you guys are from pretty much a lot of different places around the globe, but you decided to name yourselves after an Appalachian songwriter, Ola Bell Reed. You've got the influence coming out of the Appalachian area. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that? Who focused in on that?
Well, the focus of the Ola Bell was that Ola Bell Reed was someone actually that our friend Liz Tormez introduced us to her music, and we loved it. And in fact, you know, it was strange the way it came about, because we did a recording of one of her songs, and then when we made our first record before we were a band, before we had a name, any of those things. And so when it got picked up, T-Bone Burnett picked it up, we had to come up with a name. And,
really?
Yeah, we had no idea.
Did he help with that?
No, he did not. No.
Because I know he's very much into the roots.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, but he didn't know. It was so up on the board where all the names of the songs were written, the Ola Bell Reed tune we did, the name was too long, so we just wrote Ola Bell to reference that song that we recorded. And then after toing and froing about a gazillion different names and shooting each other down in all sorts of ways, no, that's not, you know, we finally, Amy looked at that and said, how about Ola Bell? And
what were some of the rejects?
Thought that was a good idea.
What were some of the rejects?
Glenn, can you remember?
Come on.
I don't think we can say them.
Entertainers.
Yeah.
What was that again?
I don't think we can say them on the radio.
Oh, okay. I see. So you mentioned T-Bone Burnett. You worked with the big-time producer T-Bone. You worked with Bob Dylan's sideman, Larry Campbell. He helped you produce a record. And now you don't have a record label. You financed this new CD all on your own, mm-hmm. borrowed money, mm-hmm. Wonderful economy. What's it like producing your own stuff now? I mean, is it much more freedom?
Well,
is it scarier?
No, I mean, I think what the thing we were missing from both of those experiences, not to take anything away from Steve Rosenthal or Larry Campbell, was that we still hadn't captured what it sounded like when we, as five or six friends, got together in a room and played music. I think partially because we were always so, I think it was an exercise of consideration to really give them a chance to really drive the ship a little bit, you know, but I think what we did is just really go for it. And I think you hear everybody's personality just because that's what we do when we get together. So it was actually great for us to do it ourselves.
Wonderful CD. Excellent. And, you know, it is amazing how long did it take you to put all of these songs together in this one package? How many years?
Well, it actually didn't take that long. I mean, the recording, we did one recording over 20 days. We built a studio in a house upstate, so we actually got 10 days of recording in, and then we did a few more at Levon's house.
Misconception on my part. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So the recording was, and actually that first session, we actually recorded 26 songs.
Wow.
So there's a lot of music that we still want to finish and put out right after this.
Yeah,
but
there are some actually available on the website too. There's still some downloads on our website that you can get. That
what's the website, Fiona?
Olabelle.net.
Yeah, Olabelle with two L's. Olabelle.
Yeah.
Two sets of two L's. But if you buy it from the website, the cool thing is you get five bonus tracks that from that session too that you don't get from iTunes.
Let's talk about some personalities real quickly. T-Bone Burnett, you know, you mentioned that you got to choose your own songs, decide which direction you were going to go in. What was it like working with him? Because he's my goodness gracious, he's producing everybody now. Who has he not produced?
I mean,
what was that experience like?
The truth of the matter is we haven't really gotten to work with T-Bone as our producer. You know, T-Bone signed us to
the internet.
His label.
The internet is not always correct, then, right?
No, he executive produced. But he signed us to his label based on the first record that Steve Rosenthal had produced, and so he was executive producer on that one. And then on the second record, he mixed, but didn't produce. No, that was Larry Campbell's production. And so, you know, and he's brought us in on various, like, movie projects that he's done and a TV pilot that he was involved with. And, of course, the Great High Mountain Tour, which is an unbelievable experience. But we haven't really gotten yet to work with him in the studio.
Like and once so, or twice only. Really.
But just for, like, little songs for movies.
From the Lady Killers, the Coen Brothers.
Even bigger personality, and I guess you could even call him a legend, is Levon Helm. You got the direct blood connection there, but you know, some of you have performed in his band, went out on the road. Talk about what that's like. I mean, is he iconic? Is he down to earth? Has he told you stories? No, don't tell them what the stories would be like about the band.
All of the above. And he's a gas, and he's electrifying to play with. His energy on stage is relentless. He's a juggernaut. He's a powerhouse. It's fantastic. And his energy is, you know, carries the whole thing along. It's a big band, and everybody in the band is a fantastic musician. But, you know, no one can keep up with him. It's amazing.
Real quick, then we get another song from you. Tony, you get to sit in on drums when he's up front, right?
Yeah, I have in the past. Spent a couple of years doing it.
And what was that experience like? Was there big shoes? Easy for you?
I got to say that Levon, anybody who knows Levon knows that he goes out of his way to make everybody feel extremely comfortable. Good. And welcomed. And as a drummer, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. He was always super encouraging and just a very generous spirited guy, and we've all experienced that. We've all been around him enough to know, like, to feel his energy, like Byron was talking about. And I think it served, especially in the beginning, as a real source of inspiration for all of us.
Play, have you got like a real short one? We've got about 4 minutes here. Can you play one in about 4 minutes?
We'll do one more time.
Okay. Yeah. And it's live music on WUKY from Ola Bell, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll just get into the car, drive until I've gone too far. Maybe they'll finally find what's real, something I can feel. Get a job and stay a while. Never again walk a lonely mile. Find a brand new bunch of friends and do it all over again. I'll even weather bitter seasons. I won't keep moving along like time.
It is Ola Bell. The new CD is called Neon Bluebird. There's additional songs on their website, olabell.net. That's Glenn, Byron, Fiona, and Tony. Thanks for stopping by, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Stay safe on the road. Take care of all those kids, okay?
You bet.
And God bless you. Make us a promise. Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Ola Bell on WUKY.